You're listening to Casual Swim.
So yeah, you guys have known each other for a long time now. What was it like growing up together?
Well, we were next door neighbours, and our parents are good friends, and so yeah, we've just grown up knowing each other.
I don't know, Kieran's a permanent fixture in my life, you know.
So you guys are good friends also, yeah. And it spawned from growing up together and being next door neighbours.
Just always lived, especially when we were younger, in the same area of London, and we would hang out, our parents would hang out. It was just like families that were around each other all the time.
He's kind of an extension of family.
He's an extension of your family. Amazing. So going from that point, and I guess being almost like an extension of each other's family, to working together creatively, what was that like? Had you worked together in the past, or was this the first project that you guys have done together?
No, this is the first one.
Apart from, I think I tried to sing in your band for one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we were about 14.
We wouldn't have called anything like a project then, though. No.
But it was really easy to work together. And we didn't really need to discuss anything. It was just really symbiotic.
Did you guys see any other sides of each other that you hadn't seen before? Or was it like your professional side or your work side?
I didn't even think about it as work or anything. It was just kind of like, oh, you know, Anna's doing this exhibition and she wants to do music with it. I was like, okay then.
I guess growing up in your household, and you guys are two amazing artists, do you think your talents were nature or nurture, or a combination of
both? For me, like all my family, pretty much all my family's in education. That was the sort of background I grew up with around. And I suppose, everything was, it was a pretty positive upbringing. Everything was encouraged, you know, definitely weren't being told to not do creative things, or, you know, the family will be here tonight and they're going to be proud.
So both your families going to be here tonight? Just on that, when I was doing some readings around this, it was around the loss of your father. Mm-hmm. And was that another factor that brought you guys into this? And how did that transcend into the artwork and the music that you guys have created?
We were already doing the project before all that happened. It was just like, you know, it's just one of those heavy life things. And it was good, actually, because we were in contact a lot, and because we were working on this thing, and then we were both going through something very intense, and probably nice to have something else to, you know, help us have other stuff to talk about as well, you know?
Yeah. It's something that you can't really orchestrate, that, you know, it was just the work happens, but also life happens. They exist alongside each other, so, you know, you're not making work about your life, but you can't stop it coming into the work. And just happened very naturally. And you know, me and Kieran, I think, can communicate with each other because we haven't, because we've grown up together. We kind of communicate symbiotically without words often. So the music and the painting just felt quite natural.
From a production standpoint, how did it work in terms of, did you create the art and then you sent it to Kieran, or was it kind
of... Well, I've been listening to, you know, Kieran for decades now. And I was listening to music more and more in the studio, and it was becoming like a really intrinsic part of the work. Like, I'd be in my car, I'd be listening to lots of music on the way, and it became kind of quite a physical thing to paint and listen to music and dance and be very present in my body. So I guess, you know, the music, Kieran's music, and all music came was a kind of a starting point. Then I think, I don't know, I sent some images to Kieran quite early on, and then he'd ping something back, and I'd always be surprised with what he responded.
Pleasantly surprised or just surprised?
Yeah, of course.
And Anna, she'd spoken to me a bit about some of the things that all the music we'd heard when we were teenagers and like that, and the first track of the three is the first thing that I made, and initially the old version of it was more, had like different drums on and was more influenced by like jungle and stuff like that, and it was, I think, a bit more of a like throwback to our sort of teenage stuff we were talking about, and it came out kind of different in the end. But that was my, I was thinking about the stuff that Anna was going on about, music that we'd grown up on, and I was also thinking about her listening to stuff in her headphones while she was painting. So the first thing I made was for that, and then the other stuff. Second one I made was much further into the project when I'd seen more of the images and had more of a feel for it. And then the last one was done really close to the end, because once I'd seen how the whole thing was kind of wrapping up, I was suddenly like, oh, we need this, the music needs this one other mood as well. And I decided to make something very mellow to go with the other two things. Because all the conversations at the beginning were all like rave, you know, and this is like, it was about dancing a lot and stuff like that. And that was what I was thinking about most. But then I was like, there's another side to this. And I only worked that out at the end.
I guess you've chosen Elephant West as your gallery of choice. Was that a conscious decision, or was that just because it was an easy option?
We turned down everybody else. They were all coming to us. And then in the end, they were...
Actually.
Yeah, they were the most professional to deal with. So
yeah. It's really interesting because just talking about the art world in general, I feel like this one is quite open to lots of different types of people. So was that a consideration for you guys in terms of you didn't want to just play or do your show like a wanky high-end gallery space as such? Or is that something that you didn't consider?
I mean, it's more Anna's show in terms of that element of it. She had the show in place first and everything, and then brought me in.
Yeah,
it came off the back of winning the Griffin Art Prize, and I think you know the way I like to work is, and I think the way Kieran likes to work is, you know, just through connections with people. You know, things have got to feel right, and you know, the friendship and this project, just things came together, you know, at the right time.
Yeah. So now that you guys are at the top of your respective industries, what advice has
is
someone...
Is this the top?
Oh, yeah.
This is it. Okay.
This is it. You've reached the ceiling.
Damn. Yeah.
But in a way, what advice have you been given as a kid that you'd pass on to the next generation? So like a 17-year-old... child sitting in Hackney who's either an aspiring painter. Is there something that's been told to you that shares with other people?
I don't think there's any rule particularly that like there's no like sound bite that I think, and everybody's different, you know, people need to do their thing. Somebody might need to go and hide away from everything to make their best stuff, and somebody else might need to go and socialize frantically to the... I think it's better that everybody does everything in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Listen to your body.
To your body, yeah. So I guess speaking about the loss of your fathers and whatnot, was this kind of a therapeutic process in terms of you guys being good friends and working together and creating something that was a bit separate from, I guess, having to deal with the loss?
I mean, I don't know. I've never experienced anything like it before. It was just, I think like Anna was saying earlier, like life just goes on, you know, like you're working on something and life's happening to you at the same time. And, you know, like anything I've found where I'm around close friends and family and, you know, anything that's bringing us together is good.
I mean, I got to be in a room by myself and cry and dance. So, you know, but that's separate from the work. But, you know, being a painter is quite privileged because you can be on your own with your thoughts. You don't have to answer lots of wanky emails.
What's therapeutic for me is knowing that, you know, our fathers would be so proud of what's going on. That's
they knew about the collaboration before, right?
Yeah. And to, like, if, you know, if they were here, they would both love that this was happening, you know. And so I feel that's a very good feeling. I know that we're like doing them justice, you know, like by getting on with it and by doing something like this.
So there was a digital visualization on that. Is what was it like working with analog and digital? Was that something that you... was that your work?
Well, I collaborated with an animator, and again it kind of happened really organically. I'd noticed after some studio visits I'd have with some really excellent people that, you know, when you listen to the music and you look at the paintings, there was some kind of movement that would happen. And, you know, why I really wanted to work with Kieran is, you know, music is temporal, so it forces people to stand in front of the painting for longer. And, you know, sometimes people struggle with access to painting and, you know, it's, you need that temporal moment. And it just came out through, again, a series of serendipitous moments. I met this animator who just happened to be a really good bloke and could visualize what I was asking him to create for me. And, you know, over a series of drinks and good chats, that came about.
Do you think the mediums of visual and audio are intertwined? Because I know from doing some research on you, Kieran, that some of your shows are really lo-fi in terms of your Brixton shows, and then you do other shows with like hundreds of thousands of lights. Mm-hmm. Are the mediums interconnected, and in your perspectives, how so?
It's all different experiences. You can listen to a record in complete darkness, and you can listen to a record whilst you're like driving through the mountains, and you might have really different experiences, you know. And I think for me, I'm quite interested in changing things up quite a lot. It's nice to do an event one day and be like, all right, let's all be in darkness today. Mm-hmm. And then it's also nice to do an event and be like, let's be covered in light, you know. Just, and it's nice to be like, let's listen to the music in a room full of paintings, you know. Always, it's nice to just offer these different experiences.
Interesting. Do you think technology, as it develops in like 10 to 20 years' time, the importance on like analog and physical paintings will be important as opposed to just pure digital exhibitions?
I studied in the 90s at St. Martin's, and we weren't allowed to paint then because it was all over for painting. Painting was dead. Mm-hmm. And we were meant to be making video installation. And I think, you know, 15, 20 years on, painting feels much more vital to me because it brings so many things together, what it means to kind of exist in the world. So no, I don't think it... Painting's always dying, you know? It's been dead so many times, and... there's a very human quality.
They were saying the same about vinyl at some stage as well. They were saying that vinyls were on a decrease and then it's been a resurgence. So I wonder if the same is with painting, I guess.
Vinyl's just a format, though, you know. It's just like a way of presenting the thing. I think the more technology, you've watched technology music from the like 50s to say the late 90s, change music so unbelievably radically over a period of time, and it's kind of stopped now. Now the technology doesn't make any difference to music anymore, and music's kind of dead in terms of its development. So whereas paintings had long time to, like Anna's saying, to go up and down through that all the time.
Thing. I asked all artists this, and I don't mean to scare you, but how do you want your artwork to be remembered?
Accurately. Yeah. I'm a control freak. I'm an archivist. You know.
I don't give a shit.
Anna doesn't give a shit. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for Casualsome.